Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa, Goopa.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
You can tell I'm laughing, can't you? It's a Bull Stock special this week. Well done, you found Punky Radio, by the way. This is a Bull Stock special this week. It's going to be brilliant. I'll tell you all about it after the first track. This is, of course, this is the first track we're playing on it. I'll explain all. This is Billy Skin's Fifth, Moral Abuse. Listening to Dr. Slaggleberry underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Are you sitting comfortably?
Yes.
Right, good. This that was a track by a band called Billy Skin's Fifth, who are fronted by none other than Graham LaRoche, who is the man behind Bullstock. And Bullstock is an annual music festival in Bulldog, which is the next town up from me. And I did it this year, and they did a CD. Well, they did two compilation CDs for it. One called The Agony, one called The Ecstasy. Guess which one my track's on?
Agony?
Of course it is. Now, but I'm not playing a track of mine this week. The Agony is a 21-track compilation CD featuring all bands and artists that played at the festival, which takes place in pretty much every pub in Bulldog throughout the weekend. They have a band on different stages on every pub. It's absolutely fantastic. I really enjoyed it this year. Was handed the CD. I went, you know what? I can make a special out of this. So I am doing. And thank you very much, Graham, for putting it all together. You do a brilliant job. What I want to know is, what is Billy Skins Fifth's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/BillySkinsFifth?
Yes, it is. And I'm actually going to... I think I wrote it down wrong in when I sent you the thing over. So I will say, you get the point for that. Tony won probably be in the internet nil. But Billy Skins Fifth is Billy, then Skins, then the number five, then TH. Billy Skins.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't think it was fair to let you get that wrong, seeing as I wrote it wrong in the first place. So as I say, Tony Wong, Paulie B in the internet nil. Thank you very much to Graham. Billy Skins Fifth, what a great band. Check them out via their Facebook page. They do gig in my local area quite often, so maybe they'll be playing further field as well. Now then, I have for you some additional material, Tony.
Ooh.
This might be quite a long first section for once, because after saying we haven't had any jokes or poems for ages, you came good this week, ladies and gentlemen, and it's a welcome back to Glumbongo Glumbongo Pissed Off in the Congo.
Excellent.
That's right. Who sent me an email entitled Comedy Nook? He thinks he's clever. However, I think this might be a comedy suburbs from the vaults, because I think we've told this joke before. I'm not sure, but anyway, here goes.
Okay.
My mate John's wife just had a vaginal tuck in hospital. She woke up after the operation and noticed three cards on the bedside cabinet. One from the surgeon telling her that the op had gone well, one from John saying get well and come home soon, and one from a patient in the burns unit saying thanks for the ears. I think we've told that before, you know.
I've heard it before. I don't know if we had it on the show. I don't know.
Maybe we just heard it somewhere else or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, but anyway, thank you very much, Glumbongo. If you have a joke you'd like me to read out, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. I'll tell you what, I'll save the poem.
Okay, cool.
Because I'm quite excited about the poem as well. Next track off the Ballstock The Agony compilation, a band called Overload. What I'd like to know is, Tony, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/OverloadBand?
No, MySpace.com/OverloadStreetPunk. And trust me, they are. This is a classic bit of oi. This is Virus. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Overload and Virus. And my question for you, Mr. Tony Hearn, is have you got any Facebook comments?
I do.
Excellent. So I do a little song for it.
Okay.
La 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 Facebook.
Nice. Poppy.
Yeah.
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you do want to leave us one, please do go to our Facebook page. It's facebook.com/punkyradio. Like our page, leave us a comment on our wall. We'll read them out. Please do. It's probably one of the easiest ways to get in touch, so if you're on Facebook, leave us a comment. And that's what John Ashton did in response to last week's show, which went out on the Monday. He's a bit early this week, aren't we, lads? Premature emancipation. P.S. I've got some cream for that. Yeah, well, we like to give one, you know, a little bit early one week and then a bit late the next. It all equals out in the grand scheme of things.
You'd like some cream, wouldn't you, Tony?
I'd love one. Another one from Limousine, who say, Paulie, Tony, what a great show and a big thanks for playing Tokyo 1970. The next single, we're quoting you on this. Everyone else can fuck off. Checks in the post. Hope to see you at a gig. The beer's on us. Cheers, Limo Dean.
Limo Dean, you will see me at a gig on Halloween. I think it's Wednesday, October 31st. I am free. I've booked the night off. I'm going to go and see Limousine. I'm really, really excited about it. One of the best bands of the last two or three years that I've heard. I know they've been going a little bit longer than that, but since they came to our attention, absolutely love them. Check them out.
That's it for Facebook this week.
Well, in that case then, I think I should do the song again.
Okay.
La 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 Facebook, la 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 Facebook, la 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 Facebook, la 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 Facebook. I do have mainstream sensibilities.
Yeah, it's coming through.
It is, I know. One person who does not have any mainstream sensibilities whatsoever fucking ever is Cunt and the Gang, Tony.
Yes.
And he was the headline act on the Sunday night in the Engine at Ballstop, and of course featured on the compilation The Agony that we're playing this week. Again, we might have played this song before, but it was the only one on the compilation, so I figured, well, it's going on again. It's absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you all about him after this. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy Wank Fantasy.
Attention, which I found quite nice. I've imagined you sucking me off in my car. In the cold light of day, I suppose it won't go that far. Cause you know what you are. You're just a wank fantasy, a wank fantasy. Something I thought of to arouse me. I'm sorry when you knocked, I was playing with my cock. In the middle of a wank fantasy. In the middle of a wank fantasy. You're the mother of my best friend. You're still quite attractive, I'll give you 6 out of 10. What if one day my mate is out when I knock, and while his dad is at work you end up sucking my cock? And I won't tell you to stop, because I like it a lot. It's just a wank fantasy, a wank fantasy. Something I thought of to arouse me. I'm sorry when you called, I was playing with my balls. In the middle of a wank fantasy. In the middle of a wank fantasy. You're a fit celebrity off the box, like Lorraine Kelly or Samantha Fox. You saw my act on Opportunity Knocks, and you dragged me in the box and lifted your frock and stuck my cock in your box. It's just a wank fantasy, a wank fantasy. Something I thought of to arouse me. I'm sorry when you texted, I was feeling very sexy. In the middle of a wank fantasy. In the middle of a wank fantasy. Still quite slim. You're watching on me changing in the cubicles, but when I pulled down your pants, you had a cock and balls. It didn't matter at all. It's just a wank fantasy, a wank fantasy. Something I thought of incidentally. I'm sorry when you emailed, I was not sleeping in a shemale in the middle of a wank fantasy. In the middle of a wank fantasy. In the middle of a wank fantasy.
Crotch Goblin.
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Cunt and the Gang.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. And he's just that, he's absolutely brilliant. An incredible performer.
I don't think we have played that, you know.
Well, we maybe haven't. Let's face it. Quite a lot of his songs have a similar theme. But, yeah, maybe we haven't played that, but I'll tell you what a catchy number. Wang Fantasy. What is Cunt and the Gang's website?
Cunt and the Gang.co.uk.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2 pointing being an internet one, and Cunt and the Gang is on tour in October, November and December. Check out the website for all the dates. He's going all over the place, and he does more, even though he's, I think he would probably sit more at home on the stand-up comedy circuit, but the stand-up comedy circuit is a bit too prissy for a lot of the stuff he does. So he tends to be in band venues or music venues, so he will be playing with a lot of bands. If you get a chance to see him, go and see him. Anyway, now then, Tone, did you do anything last week?
No, it was quite weak.
I sort of already know the answer to this.
Yeah, I've been ill, I've been under the weather. But I'm supposed to be going to Scotland this week. We've cancelled at least half the holiday, but fingers crossed we can still go up there. But just been ill, so that's about it, really.
And are you on the mend now?
I'm under doctor's orders.
Right.
I've got better before I can get worse, but I think I'm on the mend. Yes.
All right, good. Because if you can't make the wedding, it'd be a real bummer.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I didn't do a lot last week. I did a couple of gigs. Friday night, I went to a place called Horror Bridge. And had a really good gig down there, actually. And hello to everyone in, I think the pub was called The Leaping Salmon. But hello to everyone down there. I had a really, really good time. And then on Saturday night, I did Highlights in Watford. And then went out for a drink for Felix's birthday afterwards. So,
okay.
Had a bit of a crack, really. Bumped into Hamboy. He's grown a ridiculous moustache.
Nice.
So that is about it, really. Not a lot. I should have more to tell you about next week as it goes. Should we just get on the next song?
Yep.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to hear two songs in a row now that really, again, couldn't be more different. You know what punky radio is like. Because mostly, you know, I say, oh, international show, whatever. All the bands are local to me this week, but doesn't mean to say they're not all very different from each other. So listen out for Spandex Ballet. But first of all, here's, I'll tell you what, a band called Aghast. What's their Facebook page?
facebook.com/aghast.
No, facebook.com/aghast, KVLT. And I don't know what that means.
No idea.
But anyway, that's it. So listen out for Spandex Ballet. First up, Look Alive.
Stay back. survive.
Foamy.
Ah, oh, Jimmy Spanx Ballet.
Ladies, it's hard in a man's world. To get by, you gotta work finger to bone. You want diamonds and pearls, but how you gonna do it when you've gotta pay all those bills, bills, bills? But baby, there's an easier way. Just be like Hilton Mills, Katona, Gelman, Jagger, Courtney Love. Be a slut, be a dirty little whore. Show your minge to reporters waiting outside the car door. It doesn't matter anymore. Ignore integrity and just act like a whore. So if you want an extra payday, a night vision camera, some drugs and you're away. It's the flavour of the day. An army of slappers will do anything just for fame, fame, fame. No dignity or pride, they just get laid, laid, laid. And in the morning call the papers and get paid. Be a slut, be a national disgrace. Photograph with a pop star semen on your face. When degradation is erased, you'll give your anal cherry just to finish in first place. If you're an independent woman who's just trying to get by, here's a few ideas we think that everyone can try. In the 21st century, nothing is taboo. Ignore the suffragettes and just snort coke in the loo. We've discovered that feminism doesn't make you rich. Not like promiscuity and acting like a bitch. Claiming damages for libel in a high court case, or getting double-teamed by Antendek or even Hale and Pace. It doesn't matter who you sleep with if you want to make it big. If you can't find a celebrity, just wank off a pig. Why have 15 minutes when you can have a few hours by filming crap sex with a cunt like Dane Bowers? Don't fret about money, tax or inflation. Just make a video to aid our mutual masturbation. Abby Titmus, she's one of the latest, going down on a lesbian and sucking off a rapist.
Alleged rapist. We're not necessarily suggesting that John Leslie is a sex offender.
You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Spandex Ballet and a track called Be a Slut. I know there's a little bit of pop music with a little bit of a twist this week. They are a duo, one of which is a guy called Chris Hollis, who was the man who recorded, produced and mastered my CD, actually, and did the video to Michael McIntyre's Roadshow. Did I tell you about that last week? Was that up?
No, it went up this week.
Yeah, it went up this week. So if you can be bothered, go to YouTube, type in Michael McIntyre's Roadshow, and you will find a video done. Have you watched it, Tone?
I have.
It's all right.
It's very good.
Yeah. So anyway, they did that. And the other bloke's called Leon, who is one of the most talented bass players on the planet. And a little munchkin of a rock and roller. That chap's called Be a Slut. Of course it was. What is Spandex Ballet's website?
Spandexballet.co.uk?
No, SpandexBallet.com. Unlucky. Poorly being internet 3, Tony 2. That's right, isn't it?
Yeah. Sounds about right, yeah.
That sounds about right, yeah. That is right, in fact.
Yeah.
I am sure, because you got overload wrong and you got a gas wrong. You got that one wrong. So, yes, it's 3-2. Question me. So, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for Tony's
International Gig Guide
12 bar. Oh look, we both took a little bit of a longer gap there. Really well.
Yep, another week, a few gigs at 12 Bar Club. It's in the same place. I'm doing Friday to Sunday, so here we go. This Friday, 28th of September, Role Models, The Mothers of Memphis, Ziegler Co., Fire Eyes, and more acts to be confirmed. So Juanita Moonshine Promotions Night presents Bamalama.
It's going to be good, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
It's going to be great. I love Juanita Moonshine.
How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Saturday night, Rage DC, Nobody's Heroes, Friends of Luca Brasi, Le Tosseurs, the Athelstans, and DJ DNG versus DJ Bluebell. It's a London Calling night.
It's going to be great, isn't it?
It is.
It's another great weekend at the 12 Bar.
Hmm. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Nice.
Sunday night, finally, Colin Tyler and Krishka.
That's all. You see, Sunday's always a problem for me, isn't it?
It is.
I'm going to go recession busting £5.
You'd be right.
Oh, nice.
Nice.
665. Technically across the road from the Beast.
That is true. It's the other side of the road.
Yes. Most likely.
That's it for gigs, though.
No, that's it for gigs, though. So in that case, that is it for
Tony's
International Gig Guide.
12 bar.
I was wondering whether you'd even pause again. Oh no, I think what we should do on next week's show, if we remember, which we probably won't, we should see how long we can leave it before one of us breaks and says 12 bar. Right, next track. Yep. Another track, of course, they're all tracks from this week's compilation, which is Ballstock 2012, The Agony. And this is a band called Speed Shop. I don't know a lot about most of the bands this week. I didn't see them at the festival because I was only there on the Sunday afternoon doing my own stuff. So do check them out. What I want to know is, what is Speed Shop's website?
Speedshot.com?
No, speedshotuk.com. Pointing it in for Tony T. You've still got 2 goes left, my friend. Enjoy this. I'm sure you will. This is Stoned.
Yeah. Jones. Always looking.
You're listening to Planet Smashers Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Well, it's hardly worth me saying it.
It's not worth asking me this week.
No. So you're not doing anything this week, no?
I might go up to Scotland if I'm well. That was the plan, and we'll try and stitch it. But I doubt it. I'll be in bed.
All right. Yeah. All right. Well, I hope you feel better anyway, my friend. This is honest, and I'm in no way laughing at your discomfort. Do you know what I'm doing this week? I'll tell you, you want discomfort, you should hear what I'm doing on Friday. I'll tell you.
Okay.
Friday night, I'm doing Dickens World.
What's that?
Have you heard of Dickens World before?
No. Sounds amazing, though.
Charles Dickens, Tony.
Oh, right.
I mean, it's in Gravesend in Kent. It's some kind of ridiculous theme park thing that's apparently got just about the most difficult comedy gig in the world.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Is it Dickens themed? You mean who has Dickens themed comedy these days? It's hard.
Well, no, it's not that. It's just the gig's just a normal gig. It's just where it is in the situation. And apparently, I will report back next week. But everything I've heard about this gig, every time someone said, "What are you doing at the weekend?" I went, "Dickens World." All excited because I was going to the home of Charles Dickens and hanging around in a Charles Dickens theme park and doing all that. They've all gone, "Oh, good luck with that, mate." What larks, Pip. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Saturday night, just to make things easier, I'm doing a Stag and Hen Do gig in Bournemouth, which is going to be it's going to be hellish. But if I get away early enough, I'm going to head back to Luton. This is like being punished for the same thing three times. I'm going to head back to Luton, where I'm going to try and catch the end of the Coven.
Oh, is that still going?
No, it's a Coven reunion night.
Okay.
And there are a lot of people down there that I would really like to go and see, so I am hoping to make it, but I doubt very much I'll get back before about 12:30, so I might just be popping in and showing my face. I don't know yet. We'll see. So that's my weekend. I have a feeling I'm going to have some stories for next week, put it that way.
Okay, cool.
So hopefully that'll make up for your lack of them over the last 3 years. Except for when I said, "You don't think last week?" You go, "No, not really." Oh, I went to space.
That was a good week.
That was a great week. Yeah. So, I imagine you wouldn't want to go anywhere near Uranus at the moment, though. Sorry. Right, now then. So, it's all right. I'm talking about planets.
Yeah.
I'm going to get on with the next song, Tone, before I dig myself a bigger hole.
Okay.
You're not talking to me anymore, are you? Joe Red Ferris, get in the van.
Fucking bad. ain't a fucking stranger, I'm a friend of your nan. So get in the fucking van, just get in the fucking van. Do as I fucking say and maybe I won't trip on your hands. Just get in the fucking van, just get in the fucking van. Just get in the fucking van.
This is the Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
And you have.
I have.
That was Joe Red Ferris, an artist, frankly, I'd never heard of before I got the Ballstock 2012, the Agony compilation. Listened to it, liked it a lot. A little bit different for this show, but a lot of the tracks this week have not been the usual fare. What is Joe Red Ferris's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/JoeRedFerris.
No, I'm out on a bit of a limit because it is his personal Facebook page.
All right, okay.
But anyway, you know, as advertised, it's facebook.com/joe.ferris86. As in the numeric 86, joe.ferris, F-E-R-R-I-S, 86. If you did like that song, I'm sure he won't mind you putting a friend request in for him. Talk to him directly as a new mate. Who knows? Now, have you got a twat for us?
I don't. No.
By the way, that made it 5-2.
All right. Okay.
So no. You haven't got to tell. Well, look, remind people about what they're supposed to be doing, and then I'll do the poem I've been saving up.
Yeah. Please do leave an iTunes review. Takes but a moment. Is free. Does help us out massively. If you go to punkyradio.com. On the left is an iTunes link. Hit that. It will open up the iTunes music store where you can review us. You'll need to log in. So log in, reviewers, 5 stars only, obviously, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or the US, email me your review, tony@punkyradio.com, and we'll feature you on the show.
Yeah, now we are in the autumn of the year of the twat.
We are.
It's not been particularly twatful.
It's been disappointing.
Here is a threat, listeners. If we don't start getting some twats through, we're going to have to drop the feature.
We are, yeah.
And I can't believe that no one's seen a twat recently. I mean, I watched Nick Clegg in the do his Lib Dem speech today.
Oh, dear.
I nearly punched the telly. Oh.
But well, anyway, he's sorry, it's fine.
What, sorry?
He's sorry there, that's fine, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's all right, because I've got a poem.
Okay.
So, I'm so pleased. We haven't heard from Joni H. Jizz in a while.
No.
Now then, if you have a poem for us, please do email paulieb@punkyradio, type in your email poetry corner, as Joni H. Jizz did. Thank and here you. Goes. Hey, P&T. Sorry I've been quiet, but I really must thank you for keeping me company out here in Sri Lanka. You still make great punky noise when you take time off from the joys of each being an Olympic gold medaling wanker. And that is from Joni H. Jizz, the Colombo Clam Clutcher. Now... The thing is, does this mean she's out there watching the 2020 cricket?
Don't know.
I don't know. I know so little about. Oh, I want more information about Joni H. Jizz. She could brighten my day despite her leanings. Yes.
Yeah, true.
Oh, and one last thing, Tony. We really need to do these questions for Emma.
Yes, we do.
And I promise that we do it on Saturday. As in last Saturday.
Right.
So we might want to work on that. Let's see if we can do them over the next day or so. And hi to Emma, because we're being interviewed for this online magazine, and we've been very lazy, haven't we?
Yeah, I kind of saw the email and thought, oh yeah, must do that. And then, yeah.
That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
So I do apologise, Emma. But anyway, we will get that done soon, and we'll let you know. Well, when it goes live in the magazine, we will do a little advert for the magazine as well. Sound fair enough?
That's cool.
One last track this week, Tone. And again, we might have played this before. We've only played one track by Brocker, who are absolutely brilliant. And I think it might have been this one, but it's such a good track. I don't mind playing it again. They're also local to me. They also feature on the Ballstock 2012, the Agony compilation, which I'm afraid I don't really know how you go about getting it, other than sort of if you go to just type in ball stock and see what happens, you might be able to buy them somewhere. It was about £7. They're absolutely brilliant CDs. What is Brocker's website?
Brocker.com.
No, brockermusic.org, mate. Sorry about that. It has been an absolute thrashing 6-2 this week. This is One Man Mosh Pit. And One Man Mosh Pit. This has been a great show. I think it's been fantastic. Thank you very much for helping make it, Tony.
Thank you.
And my apologies again that we're a day late, but there's reasons for it. So now, can you just, before we go, perhaps you could just remind people of the internet radio stations that carry our show and why they should be listening to them?
Yep. Please do listen to these stations. They're great stations. We're on it, and other great music and shows. Do check them out. Not Hussey Skunk anymore. That is finishing as of this month. So,
Jane,
goodbye, Hussey Skunk. Thank you for the memories and thanks for the fish and all that.
Thanks for the memories. Don't say thanks for the fish.
Oh, that's
people
true.
Will think you're Chris fucking Moyles.
Ah, that's true.
How Douglas dare Adams. He say so long and thanks for that? How dare he quote Douglas Adams? How dare he quote a book from the finest trilogy of all time? Because there were five of them. How dare he do that?
The last one was a bit weird, though.
Mostly harmless.
With the fifth one, yeah.
Yeah, the fifth one was mostly harmless. Yeah, you're right, it wasn't too special. But that's got nothing to do with that.
True.
Fucking Moyles.
Good point.
Right.
Well, we're on three more.
We're on the internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk at Podunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K radio.com. And finally, we're on extrememetalradio.net, X-T-R-E-M-E, metalradio.net. As mentioned last week, there's an app called TuneIn on the iPhone. All of these stations and us are available on that. Just type in the name of the station and you shall find it.
Brilliant. I completely forgot about that as well. Yeah. Well done, Tone. Great stuff this week. What an excellent show this has been. I hope you've all enjoyed it as much as I have. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Approved. Approved.
Bunch of guns, yeah.